This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
So everybody was wondering if anything was going to change the first opportunity Andrew Berry got to talk at the Combine. The rest of the league is there. All the other teams are there. A chance to wheel and deal, a chance to talk to other GMs, their ownership groups involved on a big ticket item like Myles Garrett. And yesterday was the same. In fact, could you make the argument that Andrew Berry was doubling, if not tripling down, when he expressed once again that Myles Garrett is not going anywhere? Not only that, and I'm joined by Matt Derry, who is in for Ken Carman today. Matt, the way that he keeps saying that we can't even envision a world where Myles Garrett isn't a part of this operation, you wonder how that is going to reverberate back to Myles Garrett.
Let me ask you a question, Anthony. Right, like, what's the goal of every NFL team right now? What are they trying to do?
Trying to set themselves up to win a lot of football games in the Super Bowl.
Build their team, right? Add or subtract. Put a roster together to win. The Browns have one goal right now. The Browns' goal is to make their best player not want to leave. This entire offseason is being built upon, what does Miles think? Is Miles going to like that? So, like, the talk of, hey, we're in the Stafford sweepstakes. If you're Myles Garrett, you're like, all right, a real quarterback? I'm down. All right, sounds good. Then it's, hey, Shedeur Sanders is a possibility. We talked to him at the Shrine Bowl. We're talking to him in Indy. All right, I'm down for that. Shador's kind of cool, and he's a good quarterback. I wouldn't mind that. Everything is, the entire offseason is built upon trying to keep your player here. It's pathetic. And, like, they only have to blame themselves for this. And I watched the Andrew Berry presser yesterday in preparation for this today, doing the show with you. And it's like, I felt sorry for him. And the media did the best they could. Like, everybody tried, you know, Zach Jackson, all these, they're all trying to ask the questions. He can't answer them. Like, the other GMs talking about it give you a window into this. For example, Detroit, people are talking about the Lions adding Garrett and putting Garrett on the other side of Aiden Hutchinson. And going, but even Brad Holmes, their GM, came out and said, yeah, I don't see a scenario where it's probably not happening because they got to pay Hutchinson soon, probably in upwards of $30 million. And you know that's what Garrett's going to want. So even the Lions, who are rumored to be one of the teams interested, they're bowing out. So there's just so much in play here. But the bottom line is, I kind of felt sorry for Andrew Berry yesterday. And I know he's a part of the problem. But, like, I kind of watched him yesterday going, oh, my gosh, like, stop asking these
questions. Well, the crazy part is almost 9 times out of 10, any GMs, I used the term embattled earlier to describe him. That's never good.
I think that was perfect.
You never want to be embattled. What, like, if I go, we go to the embattled Matt Derry.
Right,
like,
right,
that's
right.
Just not what anybody would want to hear about their current job status.
No, of course not.
So
do you agree with me, though,
yes,
that's... Every answer, every move is almost like, what will Miles think of this? Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I know you and Daryl were talking about the Stafford stuff yesterday, and we'll get to that. But, like, that would be appealing to Garrett, wouldn't it?
I do think Stafford would be.
Of course.
And we'll get into Matt Stafford coming up in about 15 minutes, because I think you have unique insight to him as a football player, what he might be looking for, him and his wife and children might be looking for.
Let's not get her
started.
Well,
that's come up. I mean, that has absolutely come up. But we'll get to that. But what I was going to say is 9 times out of 10, when a GM is coming off a 3-win team, when you're looking at the depletion of talent, like they were in this Super Bowl window and then they win 3 games. I've used the term before, but they're not only bad, but they're old and expensive. That's the perfect storm for a GM that is what? Out of a job. So it's very rare that you even have a GM that gets to speak in this situation. You know, you saw yesterday in Jacksonville. Did you see their GM? He looked like he was 28 years old.
He looked like he was 12.
And he's up there. But the reason he's up there is because they eventually had, they got to the point of no return. They had to move on. And they did. And they hired this whiz kid, apparently. Okay, we'll see how that works out. But you look around the NFL, and in situations like these, you've got a new GM. Look at the Tennessee Titans situation and who's running them right now.
Yeah, the Jets. Oh, there's a ton of
them. Jets, yes. But Andrew Berry is still here. You've had this weird stability for a team that is coming off a horrendous year. They were arguably the worst team in football last year, and they were in the Super Bowl contention window. I want you to listen to this. Albert Breer comes on weekly, was in Indy yesterday, and did a terrific job with the boys, with Jonathan Peterlin and Nick Wilson. Hear what, maybe this will throw some water on a lot of this chaotic situation that people like me like to present. Listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Into Albert Breer on the Browns situation.
Well, I don't think he intends to trade him at all. I don't think that's part of their plan. I don't think they're going to hang up on every team that calls them, you know? And so I think this is sort of evolving. And I think part of it, guys, quite honestly, is putting a quarterback plan in front of Myles Garrett and having that plan play out and showing him that they can get in a position to compete while he's still at the top of his game. And I really think that's the way you got to look at this. And I know we've talked about this a lot. Can you get good enough, fast enough at the quarterback position to really contend for a championship? I do think that Miles is being forthright when he says the priority for him is to be in a position to compete for a championship.
Now, I know for a fact, Albert does talk to the Browns, and sure, he's using source material there. And if you listen to Albert, he's very even keel on this situation. He's not like me, where the moment I heard the trade demand, I'm like, well, that's it. It's been real. It's been right. Fun watching Myles Garrett.
It's over.
Well, the Browns are not operating like that. And I want to know to you and the fans, 216-474-0092, is Andrew Berry delusional when you hear him yesterday? Or is he operating in a world where not only are they keeping Myles Garrett, but they are also going to strike rich at quarterback, and they are going to be in position to get back into the Super Bowl window as early as this upcoming football season. What say you, Matt?
Well, it has to happen. And the other thing that I mean, you know, it's weird about the Browns. Like, all of these teams that suck, like the Jets have been bad forever. The Titans draft at the top of the draft every year. Like, there's just some bad franchises. A lot of bad franchises. The Raiders, come on. They're a joke. Now, the Pete Carroll hire is intriguing. But regardless, another team that's always drafting in the top five. The Browns have been one of these teams that, like, yes, when they're bad, they're really bad. And obviously, we know about the Super Bowl history, and there's none, and everything else. But, like, there have been good teams. Baker Mayfield won a playoff game in Pittsburgh a few years ago. They were in the playoffs in Houston 2 years ago. So it's not like Miles hasn't been on some good teams. And this notion of, oh, we got to rebuild and Betonio and JOK. Yeah, there's going to be some defections and guys that leave and guys that retire and everything else. But you can win in this league rather quickly. C.J. Stroud is the one guy 2 years ago. Last year was Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, both coming from bad organizations,
teams,
right? Bad
horrible
teams.
So, like, especially the Commanders, please.
Ownership, like, questions, yeah.
Right. So, like, do the Browns feel like we're going to be the Stroud Texans, the Daniels Commanders? That's going to be us this year, where we draft either Cam Ward, Shedeur Sanders, whoever's there at two, if that's the plan, and we can win right away. And watch this, Miles. We've got some cap space, and we're this and we're that. He wants to see it. But I felt a little sorry for Andrew Berry yesterday watching that. I like that he's dug in, because he's saying he's our best player. We don't want to trade him. And he's under contract with us. So I kind of liked that, if that's kind of in a sick way.
All right. Jim in Medina starts us off. You're on that Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan. How are you, Jim?
Good, Anthony. Hey, Matt. How you been?
Hey, James. Great to hear from you, brother.
Thanks, man. I think we should trade him. I'd rather get, like, a couple first-round draft picks if he's not happy. And I know he's a great player, but he last year against Houston, he had a pretty bad game in the playoff game, which I predicted, by the way. But anyways, that's my feeling.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. I think the fans are a really tough spot right now, Matt, because they're not burning jerseys yet.
No.
You know, nobody's doing that for the viral clout. I think everybody is holding on for dear life, that somehow, some way, at the very least, you get another year out of them. That's kind of what popped into my head when I was thinking about all the Stafford rumors, and we're going to get to those coming up in 8 minutes. But I keep thinking, can they salvage this and at least keep Miles for one more year, and then you can maybe piecemeal it 1 year by 1 year? That's a tough spot to be in.
No, it is. And like you and Ken mentioned it during Super Bowl week, when I thought Miles went a little bit too far on Radio Row and it kind of got annoying. I think now that that's over with, the fans are still on his side. You know, I mean, Jim brought up a point about draft picks. Yeah, that'd be great. But again, you're asking a guy to draft and win the draft, and that hasn't won the draft much recently. And I know he hasn't had a lot of first-round picks because of the Watson trade, but, like, even the seconds and the thirds, I mean, JOK was a good one, but they're having a lot of great ones there. So, I don't know. If they can salvage this, if they can keep him, that's what you want. But, again, you're right. How ugly is this going to get? Right now it's not, because it's only February.